is powerful. Not even to mention the tapes and other things that we're doing, but just this one outreach. Silent. Nobody knows our name. And it's just we don't need that for other people to know. God knows. In fact, let me even better than that. It isn't even a matter of God knows, like, okay, now God will help reward. No. God has given us that opportunity. That's all that matters, as far as I'm concerned. We have that opportunity. There's two things involved here that are important to me. One is to be put into a position where you have the opportunity. What I mean by that is you have either the finance and or the opportunity, position, all those kinds of things, and even the knowledge of what needs to be done. And then two, so that's grace, you have that, but then to manifest that faith and to say, okay, now that's what I want to do. I see that need, I see that opportunity, I want to do that. That's powerful. Because a lot of people are put into position, but never walk by faith and use that position as unto the Lord. There are a multitude of Christians who are in position, but are not using it. So this becomes an opportunity of where you are in the position which we are in, and the degrees that He is using us, and therefore we have the opportunity. And so I want us to continue to have that attitude to take advantage of it and to use that opportunity. So this is something that will be happening next Sunday. He will be leaving for Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, in this trip. And he has many others that are planned. It's just this one that's coming up. And so please bear this in mind. And the address on the back of these things, I'm not even sure I've told Leslie and Linda, but is the our tape office in Richardson address. I like to do that. I'll tell you why. Why not Spring Valley Bible Church and our address here? First of all, we're not always that stable on getting our mail here. But more importantly, I'm sorry, and we've studied this many times, some of the most arrogant people are Christians. And if we had some church name, something down here, a lot of people wouldn't use it. We don't want to push that church. We want to just push this or that or what we're working in. So this is a post office box. It's not a church. It's not a person's name. And more and more people are more inclined over the years with things that we've done to be able to use it. Just because it doesn't say like, well, we'll be pushing this church or pushing this person or pushing that or sponsoring that. We don't want to do that. So that's why I use the post office box in case anybody sees them. And wants some more, this gives us that opportunity to be able to reach that. I'd rather God do all the knowing and we just make ourselves there when He's ready. So these are the kinds of things that are going on. And with that in mind, if any of you ever have some free time and want to help Leslie and Linda and Wes over in the tape department, they do a lot more than just tapes, but in the tape department, just let them know and they'll line up on that time frame. So that's one thing that is going on. Well, actually the two will be going teaching in Arkansas, and then this, getting the publication out on how our salvation is a pattern from our how our spirituality is patterned from our salvation. So please be in prayer. You're already involved in the doing stage, but now let's follow up with the power stage, if that is in the area of power prayer. So please bear those things in mind. Any question on that? Sometimes we go through these missionary things and I just give the report and move on. I want to get in and say, in fact, they want to move here. Their journey of seeing spirituality by grace to faith has been quite an interesting one. And they would like to be a part of this assembly in the daily worship. But that's a matter of prayer also. So let's just be in prayer for them.